Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good morning, Dermot Whelan here in for Oliver. It's Friday the 6th of June and I'm with you until 10am. It is sunny here in Dublin. The exams must definitely still be on. Trump and Elon are fighting and everything is good in the world. Let us know what you're thinking in the usual way. You can text 51551, you can WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32, or send us a longer thought by email to oliver@rte.ie. So I have a great show for you this morning. I'll be talking to a couple of actors who are also a couple about their dark comedy Taboo and how they share their lives on and off the stage. Plus, I'll be talking to the co-chair of Mayo Pride, who has apologised for a picture of a Child of Drag statue, but is also saying that Pride events are operating in a tense and uncertain environment in Ireland in 2025. Speaking of tense, though, today is D-Day, and in Donald Trump's world, that means divorce day. He's divorcing Elon Musk this time because the bromance is officially over. I mean, we all knew it was coming. We just didn't think it would happen this soon and so spectacularly. But this is going to be an expensive divorce for Elon because more than $150 billion has been wiped off his company Tesla. And Trump has threatened to cut off government contracts with billionaire Musk's companies, while Musk has suggested Trump should be impeached. The whole thing escalated quite quickly, it has to be said. They're currently having an all-out row on social media. It's updating by the second. Think Donald Skehan versus Samantha Mumba times 10. During a meeting with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in the Oval Office, Trump spoke to reporters about Elon.
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore. I was surprised because you were here. Everybody in this room practically was here as we had a wonderful send-off. He said wonderful things about me. You couldn't have nicer, said the best thing. He's worn the hat. Trump was right about everything. And I am right about the great, big, beautiful bill.
He wore the hat. If that doesn't speak friendship, I don't know what does. It's just so funny the way he talks. If you imagine him, sometimes when he's speaking like that, I see kind of, you know, a teenage girl from an 80s movie lying, you know, on her bed, you know, twiddling the cord of a phone while she talks to her friend. You know, I don't know what happened. We were great friends. In the same meeting, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz mentioned that today, June 6th, was D-Day, and Trump didn't seem entirely up to speed on the whole thing.
And may I remind you that we are having June 6th tomorrow. This is D-Day anniversary, when the Americans once ended a war in Europe. And I think this is in your hand in specific, in ours.
That was not a pleasant day for you?
No, that was not a pleasant
day.
Well,
not a great
in
day.
The long run, Mr. President, this was the liberation of my country from Nazi dictatorship.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I think I was sick the day we did that in school. The whole argument between Musk and Trump kind of reminds me, you know, when you're talking to your kids, you realise that they had a best pal on the street and now suddenly they're not around as much. And you say, where's Tommy? You guys don't seem to be hanging out anymore. And they're like, no, I hate him now. I hate Tommy. He said my bike looks stupid. So I accused him of being in the Epstein files. This was US talk show host Jimmy Kimmel's take on the whole breakdown last night.
Things have taken a shocking turn with one of the hottest couples on Love Island. Of course, I'm talking about Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Seriously, their relationship went off a cliff faster than a self-driving Tesla. I'm not saying it's bad, but right now, Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni are like, guys, take it easy. This is getting out of hand. Today, Trump posted on social media that he asked Elon to leave, and Elon went crazy. Just so we're clear, Trump thinks everything Elon did before this was not crazy. But Trump didn't stop there. He also said that the easiest way for the country to save money would be to terminate all of Elon Musk's government contracts. Smart. Now the future of space exploration rests on Katy Perry. And that's not fair. She's a pop icon. She doesn't need that pressure. That's not fair.
It's all up to Katy Perry now. She handled a complex re-entry burn and she liked it. Speaking of Love Island, Limerick man and rugby player Connor Phillips has been announced as a new Love Island participant after it was revealed a different contestant had been ditched from the show after it was reported he was involved in a machete attack. Which is a unique reason not to take part in a TV show. It's a new one on me. Limerick rugby players have done well in Love Island so far, of course, with Greg O'Shea winning the series in July 2019 with Amber Gill. Hard to believe that was 6 years ago. Connor Phillips attended Crescent College in Limerick and plays for Young Munster in the AIL and has been involved with Munster Rugby and the Ireland Sevens team. The rugby player, he's 25. He's ready to find the woman of his dreams, he says, and is looking for someone who is really sure of themselves, ambitious and a bit of a go-getter. It reads more like a LinkedIn profile than a prospective romance. Crescent, or the Comp, as it was known, is actually my old school in Limerick. And I have to say, we were a long way from Love Island when I went there. The closest thing we had to Casamore was the bush that we went behind to smoke. Not that romance couldn't blossom there, but it was less bikinis and more duffel coats, it has to be said. A rather apt tweet actually last night from a fellow past pupil, Neil Tracy, caught my eye, that said, "Not to go deep on the fall of Limerick rugby, but my old school has now produced two Love Island contestants and just one new Ireland international in the last 15 years or so." I'm not sure how former Crescent man Peter Clossy would be feeling about all this Love Island stuff. I can't imagine him lounging by the pool in his Speedos. Festival season has officially started with hundreds of thousands of people all over the country going up into the attic or into the shed to check if they still have a tent that they can use this summer, a tent that hasn't been eaten by moths or mice or both. There's also this trend I've noticed of people travelling abroad for festivals. You probably know someone who was over in London this weekend seeing Beyonce, or is in Barcelona for Primavera. That's massively popular now. It's being headlined by the Powerpuff Girls of Pop, as they're being called. Charlie XCX took to the stage last night. Sabrina Carpenter tonight, and Chapel tomorrow. So it's a huge weekend of music. Irish showings there too. Fontaines and CMAT are also on the bill. I'm not 100% sure I would be into swapping the delicious rain-soaked sleeping bag of an Irish field for a tent that's being baked by the 9 a.m. Spanish sun, which is worse. But there's other ways to get involved, you know. Amazon Music is streaming loads of coverage of Primavera on its Twitch and Prime platform, so you can get fully festival-dressed, face paint and all on, turn the heating right up, open a camp chair in your sitting room and just pretend you're there. You could even use the downstairs toilet with the lights off to get that full Portaloo feeling. It's also time to upgrade your festival wardrobe so you can wear all the things that you would never wear in a normal day-to-day life. I think it's just a special excuse to dress up in those things that we just don't get away with. But when you're inside the confines of the three-day escape at one of Ireland's festivals, it's all fine. I found a picture of myself recently, actually, at home, which maybe I shouldn't be telling you about. And it was me at Burning Man in 2003, where I'm sporting a silver robot helmet, glittery silver face paint, and I'm holding a guitar I had no business holding, never mind playing. Burning Man actually was an amazing experience, completely mad, far out in the dust of the Nevada desert. You usually stay in San Francisco and then you make your way out there. It's a big long drive and it takes hours to get in there. You have to bring everything yourself. There's no shops. The only thing you can buy in the desert is water and coffee. So everything else, you really have to come prepared. And I actually went there on my honeymoon, which sounds like a strange choice for one of the world's most hedonistic festivals. But actually, when you think about it, it is the perfect time to go with your partner. There's probably no more secure time in your relationship than your honeymoon. It is literally the honeymoon period. So you are never more impervious to the temptations you might find deep in the desert. You can say, take your tantalizing body paint somewhere else. I'm not interested. We're going to sit in our tent and watch Friends. But it was a great experience, I have to say. If you've ever been to Burning Man, or you want to let me know about your favourite festival, feel free, 51551 or 087 032 32 32. Alternatively, Kate Moss has launched her Festival 2025 collection. If you feel like your wardrobe just isn't up to scratch, it's with Zara. She's launched it today, and the model and seasoned festival goer has drawn inspiration from her own wardrobe, replicating some of her favourite vintage jewellery, leather accessories and thrift store finds. It includes tiny silver hot pants for €176, very thrift shop altogether, as well as other white garments. A lot of it is white. And for the fellas, she's collaborated with her mate, Primal Scream frontman Bobby Gillespie, a veteran of the pyramid stage, who is sporting a white blazer. I'd say Bobby Gillespie now would be doing well to remember any festival he was at, never mind what he was wearing. Anyway, if you have a spare £176 and legs to die for, Kate's white hot pants and blazer could be for you. Hot pants and blazer, would that qualify as smart casual, I wonder? I might wear it to my next work event. White clothes. Thank you, Kate. The perfect attire for festivals in Ireland. Talking Heads, actually, have dropped a new music video for Psycho Killer, one of their classic tunes, starring none other than our own Saoirse Ronan. The release is commemorating the 50th anniversary of Talking Heads' first live performance. Jeez, I remember my first live performance in a band was in Old Crescent Rugby Club in Limerick. And as I was playing the drums, my entire kit started to slide forward until the whole thing just fell off the stage. And I was left sitting on a stool with two sticks in my hand, wondering what just happened. I won't be celebrating the 50th anniversary of that night, but they should celebrate theirs, of course. Brilliant band. And here's a clip of the iconic song, first released in 1977. That's an absolute tune, isn't it? The video is brilliant, actually. If you get a chance to look, you see Saoirse, such a great actor. And in the video, she's kind of slowly going mad. She's caught in a kind of a groundhog day, doing the same thing every day, but in different moods, generally getting more and more crazy and freaking out as the video goes on. Stuck in the same day, going mad. Sound familiar? Possibly. Now, yesterday we were talking about rediscovering the joy of sending cards and letters. And of course, the topic of stamps came up. And I was remarking that my wife had asked me, you know, do we have any stamps in the house? And I literally, it was possibly decades before we'd stamps in the house. But on Post, we're tuned in and they sent in some stamps into the office for us. And I'm holding these now. It's a new booklet featuring Irish contemporary art from the OPW's public art collection. And they're beautiful, very striking. One is of a 300 grand bus shelter. I'm joking. They feature beautiful works by artists Gavin Dunn, Barbara Kinetsevich, Colin Martin and Amelia Stein and Janet Malarney. And I actually have, would you believe, a couple of works by those artists myself at home. And I'm feeling very clued in and relevant now. And they've also sent in some information. Irish stamps never go out of date, because we were talking about that and we were wondering, if you had an old stamp in the drawer, could you even use it? And the answer is yes. So if you bulk buy your stamps and stash them, you can use them forever. Once you have them, they're good to go. Stamps showing the N symbol cover letter or card postage across the island of Ireland. So if you see an N on it, you're covered for the country. Stamps with a W cover postage to anywhere in the world for a standard letter or card. And regardless of a price increase, the stamps still cover this postage. So it's to the customer's benefit, they say, as I just mentioned, to have an old stash of stamps when prices increase. If you have Christmas stamps in the drawer, you can use them next Christmas. As we said yesterday, you can also get a digital stamp. I actually didn't know about this at all. And a great perk of the digital stamp is that for letters delivered within the Republic of Ireland, you'll get a text or an email when the item is delivered. It's a little dearer than a normal stamp, but they say customers love this extra feature. So you can get that little notification that it has arrived. So if the person you sent it to isn't ours saying thanks for the card, you'll know what got there anyway. Thanks to Unpost for sending the booklet in. And they really are really beautiful stamps. So I think it's something we should protect. We should hang on to the stamp, just and the fact that we can commemorate and celebrate our artists and celebrate them that way. So send someone you're thinking about today a card. Maybe you could make their day. St. Anne's Park is where it's all happening tonight in Dublin. Stereophonics are going to be there lighting up the stage. So why don't we have a tune from these lads?